Bonjour, bon après-midi. Je commence avec un grand merci à Sherry Simon, à Catherine Henderson et au collectif Tam Taïm. I was very impressed with the sessions this morning and I'm really delighted to be here and to participate in this colloque. Une des raisons pourquoi je suis si heureuse de participer à ce colloque, c'est que les traductions m'intéressent, même si je dois avouer dès le départ que je n'ai pas d'expérience dans l'édition des œuvres traduites de l'arabe. Il est possible quand même, et je l'espère, que mon expérience sera utile à celles et à ceux qui souhaitent faire paraître un tel ouvrage. I will add that I learned something about my name this afternoon from Arwa Hassan al-Yassiri. And so I feel it necessary to add that I am not an Arab, in spite of the fact that Leith apparently means lion in Arabic. So this is what I learned about my name. But in fact, Leith, as in my name, is an old Scottish name, and I'm from Northern Ireland, so far from the Arab world. I've been given about 20 minutes and several questions, some of which I can answer quickly, and others of which are more complex and maybe more interesting. I've put them in a sort of chronological order that I think may help make more sense of what I have done and what I have to say. I've been publishing translations in one form or another for about 30 years. First at the little magazine that I published and edited for 6 years, Matrix, which exists today as part of Concordia University and which included translations into English of texts that were written most of them written in French, but also of poetry written in other languages, a few other languages, including Slovenian, not, unfortunately, Arabic. 20 years ago, in 1997, I founded Blue Metropolis Foundation, and for the next 13 years, I was president and artistic director of the Blue Metropolis Literary Festival, which started off bilingual in English and French in the first year in 1999, and then rapidly became multilingual, including public events that took place entirely in such languages as Italian, Spanish, Catalan, Haitian, Creole, Chinese, Farsi, Hindu, Urdu, and Arabic. Sometimes 8 or 10 of these different languages, events in 8 or 10 of these different languages were part of any one festival. We didn't translate any of these languages. Instead, and to the best of my knowledge, this was, and it remains to this day, unique in the world, we did an enormous amount of work bringing into the festival the public in Montreal that speaks and understands those languages, working with partners in different communities where these languages are spoken. And this was a very exciting thing to be doing, and it made Blue Metropolis a really remarkable meeting place for Montrealers from many different backgrounds, and I can see one or two people nodding who were faithful festival goers. We did a lot of other things with translation during the festival, working mostly with the Literary Translators Association of Canada. And between us, we invented what I think is one of the most exciting translation events ever, which is the Translation Slam, which Hugh, for example, participated in many times, and again included writers working in a variety of different languages translated either into English or into French or both. As Benoit mentioned, I myself am a writer and a novelist and an essayist as well as a translator. And in 2004, I published a work, a book in translation by a Quebecois writer, Louis Gauthier. So far as work written in Arabic is concerned, my great advisor and friend during the years that I was at Blue Metropolis was Dr. Haysa Boulata, who was, at the time that I met him, on the point of retiring from the Institute for Islamic Studies at McGill, and who was keenly interested in the ways that Blue Metropolis could include Arab writers in its programming. So with his help, we were able to bring the renowned Syrian-born poet Adonis to Montreal to participate in the festival. And with and the following year, we were able to convince the Abu Dhabi Authority on Culture and Heritage to sponsor an annual Blue Metropolis Arab Literary Prize that some of you will have been present for. And that enabled us to cover the costs of bringing a significant Arab writer to Montreal every year to participate in the festival. This was perhaps unique among North American literary festivals, and it dramatically increased the visibility of Blue Metropolis among Arab-speaking communities in Montreal and across Canada, and I would say beyond. I resigned from Blue Metropolis 7 years ago in 2010. It was an excessive amount of work, and I had other fish to fry. And so I created a website in March of 2011 and started up a literary forum called Salon LL, which published first in English and then in French as well. And in June of, I incorporated my publishing company, which is focused primarily on fiction and essays, originally in English, and then the intention was always to publish in French as well, and we now publish in both languages. And that's briefly where we are today, having published about 50 books, mostly novels, in English, and 6 so far in French. We're a small press, and unfortunately, we have to be extremely selective about the books we choose to publish. We are getting about 12 books submitted to us every week, and we can choose 1 or 2 in a year, because we already have books lined up for years in advance by authors that we already publish and who have now come up with a new novel or whatever it may be. although I have no experience publishing works that are in translation from Arabic, I have some very interesting experience with a translation from another language, and know something of the challenges that writers who work in Arabic are likely to face as a result. So I thought I might tell you a little bit about that. A year ago, I published the first work in English in translation from Chinese by a writer called Shui Yiwei, who had been living in Montreal for about 16 years at that point, and is a well-known writer in China, his native China. But he had been living here and working under the radar. He was really completely unknown as any kind of literary figure in Canada or anywhere in the outside of China. So we published a book by him, and in the process discovered that, well, we had many challenges with that book. It's a book of short stories called Shen Zheners, about a variety of people from different walks of life who live in the city of Shenzhen in China. We had trouble, and in fact failed, to get any funding from the Canada Council to pay the translator, because I was told the book was not eligible since it was not a translation from French. And that was actually incorrect. The book was eligible. And when I then applied a year later for the second book, which just came out in September of this year, and which is a novel called Dr. Bethune's Children, we were told it was eligible and we did get funding. But the first book, there was no funding, and I decided to publish it anyway. I think that in many ways, the structures of support for literary translation in this country are designed for translations between English and French, and not so much for translations from other languages. For example, the new novel and Shen Jenner's, neither of them is eligible for the Canada Council's Governor General's Award for Fiction. The only translations eligible are ones from either French or English. No indigenous languages, no languages other than French and English at all. And I think that matters because publishing translations is not a money-making business. Most translations lose money. There just aren't that many buyers who are going to buy a translation. And there are some exceptions, but they don't often come the way of a small literary press in Montreal. And one of the few ways, as you may know, one of the few ways a book can break out of the pack, as it were, and actually have a chance of doing well is by winning a prize. And every year there's the award season. And those books that have not been either nominated for or better, actually won a prize, basically disappear. Because there are many that are nominated for prizes and that win them. And those then, all the focus is on those. So when translations, which already are unlikely to make any money, are excluded from the very possibility of a literary prize, as is the case with the Governor General's awards, you are penalizing the author, the translator, and the publisher. And I think that that is something that should be addressed. However, there is some good news, because Yi Wei's novel, Dr. Bethune's Children, which is a really good novel and it has had some fantastic press lately, it actually got a very good piece written about it in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. It's been named one of the best books of the year by the Globe and Mail, and et cetera, various other honors. And even the author has now been invited to participate in the Sydney Writers' Festival in Australia, and is being invited all over the place. So that there is a possibility, and I have a New York agent who wants to try and sell the rights, so you know, it's going very well for that particular book, in spite of all the obstacles. So that I would, instead of leaving you with a story of that's rather depressing and discouraging, I'll leave you with the hope that indeed even a translation can make its way. Thank you very much.